Yeah, I was watching some videos on how that worked, and actually what they can do with that low of power is pretty impressive. How they, I didn't quite understand it. Of course, I really didn't want to understand it, but they were pushing it forward and backwards, the signal. So it was kind of like a little beacon type thing. So it was looking, you know, they were showing that it would go, you know, of course they had the noise, and then it would retract itself and look. You know, so I could see how it doesn't take much for it to capture things. So that part of it was pretty impressive. But, you know, in order for them to be off the grid, yeah, I'm guessing you're right, you know, that we got to wait till we get something up real, real high. But, yeah, even that Chesterfield one, you know, even with my circle of influence, I did put it by the window near the southwestern exposure. And I did buy a really good antenna, you know, a whole $9 antenna instead, you know, third of the cost of the unit. And I did put it there, and it hit a couple things, but, you know, like it does it in the middle of the night. And then it says, well, look, found a new node. And I go, look, and then, of course, the new node is gone the next day. You know, you can't touch it. So, but other than that, it's doing good. What's going on in your life? You doing anything exciting? I'm still playing around a lot with this SDR stuff. I find that pretty exciting. So, mostly playing around with the 800 stuff, watching how that works. That just floors me how advanced that is. I know it's like 15, 20-year-old technology, but it just floors me how it works and how they do it. All those entities talking on basically 20 channels. It is amazing.